I wanted to go back to something you did say, because you one of my questions was around the wonderful set of sentences that you had written, which you sort of re-paraphrased about there being something to hide in order to build. And when I first read those, I thought about the parallel between destruction and hiding, the idea of, you know, that that there is, in order to build, there's violence, there's destruction. It's impossible to
Absolutely.
have this, that construction destruction tension is one that is not very well
Badly.
resolved in the North American particular architectural psyche. So you said there's a kind of provocation, and I wonder, as you were talking though, I was thinking, well, I guess that's maybe an erroneous like association. Is where is the difference between hiding and destruction? You know, is there something special and different about hiding? There's something, you know, even the idea of the way we build is to sort of destroy landscape and hide what was there before. But it's actually more profound than hiding. So I was wondering if you could reflect on some of those through the process that you have.
Yes. We have, probably human beings have always been educated to think that building has its logic within itself. So is self-sufficient, is tautological. It has its reason within itself. There are quite a lot of moments, which are for me extremely important, when you start to doubt it. That this is it. You doubt that this is it. And when you doubt that this is it, you doubt it when you face, for example, what you were mentioning, the destruction that is implied in the process of construction. So you doubt that construction is worth all this destruction. Can you doubt it? No, you would say, no, in the school, no, please don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. No, doubt it. And try, when you doubt it, do a little gesture like the one that was made by these hiders. Hide something that seems insignificant in the building you are building. No, don't you feel that all the logic is collapsing? No?
I
Don't you feel
agree.
that it's all falling apart, you know, like, you know, a collapse, a huge collapse of, you know, of a building. It all falls apart. Yes, it's, you know, it disintegrate almost by this totally humble, insignificant gesture that is probably the gesture that allows you to, you know, to be playful about this metaphysical doubt.
That is beautiful,
Is
Claudio.
metaphysical doubt, is the destruction worth the construction? That's a metaphysical doubt. And you can make it, you know, collapse with this humble little gesture. Ask the students to do it. You know, you will teach. Ask the students to bury something in the wall they design. They will laugh at you. They will laugh. They make a joke. They make a joke because they don't have the courage to do it. It's incredible. No, what do you mean you don't have the courage? It's such a stupid, yes. We have completely lost the sense that our own logic can collapse on the evidence of this naive stupidity. If you put it this way, no?